job has been very helpful to us, and that's the BC Government Employees Union, NACOM Vice President Wendy Lawrence, to bring endorsements.
Thanks, Art, and thanks, everybody, for being here. What an absolutely great day. My friend and brother, Tom Kosar, says, Rona rocks, Wendy! Come on! I do want to bring regrets from George Gaiman, and he couldn't be here. Clearly, he would have been here in the front line, if he could have been, but it's my pleasure to be here to bring support from the BCGU. I want to congratulate Costco, too, for this wonderful event and for kicking off this campaign, in part because this is a personal thing for me. I am what some are calling a senior in training or a junior senior. I am aging into retirement, and I do take this personally, the situation in healthcare in BC for seniors. I wanted to look forward to my retirement and enjoy it with all my heart, and I am looking forward to it now with trepidation with the impact to seniors of the healthcare changes in BC. We will fight back against those. I have a quote for you. From our own national union, we did a presentation to the Royal Commission called The Last Prescription. Our body allows each one of us to limit. It is the most glorious container that ever was. It holds our life. Taking care of it is more, much, much more than a cash and carry trade. A simple contract for services rendered. That says it all to me. A powerful statement. Cash and carry trade, and that's what's becoming our healthcare system in this country, and we will not let that happen. BCGU is actually the third largest healthcare union in the province. Now, we're not just a government employees union anymore. BC Government and Service Employees Union means that we do represent about 10,000 healthcare workers, and unfortunately declining in numbers in this province due to privatization and contracting out. It is a shame, and we know that we're proud to represent those members and do so as best we can. They are the heart of healthcare in this province, healthcare workers. And they are left now without dignity and respect in many respects because of what's going on here. And a lot of those members, about 7,500, are in home support, home care. And I really want to congratulate Ms. Romano and the Commission for recognizing home care, including home support services, in the report. It's a key component of a functional, efficient, cost-effective, and most of all, caring healthcare system. And we must see that continue. We'd also like to acknowledge the inclusion of protections of privacy. And as Sister Deborah talked about, the issue of privacy concerns. The BCGU has launched a judicial review on the privatization of MSP and BC. And we feel that we are in serious jeopardy because of the legal implications of the Patriot Act, but apparently there are some who don't think it's a problem. All across this country and internationally, it's being seen as a problem. Here in D.C., a bit of a ho-hum attitude and an arrogance that defies description. But we will see that review carried out, and Luca Dellis will see it carried out, because our public information, our healthcare records, must remain confidential and in the public domain. In D.C., the Campbell Liberals promise a closer to home healthcare system. And what we have instead is, in fact, a closer to hell system. It isn't working for anybody. Not patients, not workers. We'll stand strongly together to protect publicly funded, not-for-profit healthcare in Canada.